those who understand English, it might be good to get my translation in the back.
对那些就是说懂英文的话，这下面有个单，后面有个单张，把这个单张可以拿一下，这是师母说的啊，给师兄进门的翻译解释。Is it okay? Is it on?
What? Yeah, this is another. Thank you. I would like to begin today's sermon by considering an important passage from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 5 to 15.
什么是想以跟大家一起来思想希伯来书二章五到十五节这重要的经文来开始今天的讲道?
If you can, please follow along in my translation.
请大家尽量努力跟随着史牧师的翻译。
In verse 5, the author mentions the age to come.
在第五节作者提到将来的世界。
This is Hebrew's version of the kingdom of God.
这就是希伯来文中所说的神的国。
This is the new world order.
这是新世界秩序的开始。
It is inaugurated by the enthronement of Jesus Christ at the right hand of God.
是以主耶稣基督坐在父神的宝座的右边开始的。
It is the world of reality over which Jesus Christ reigns, and it will replace this present world.
也是以他管着整个世界来取代现今的世界。
Hebrews wants to tell his readers how they can enter this new unshakable kingdom which is ruled by Jesus Christ.
希伯来书想让他的读者们知道如何进入这一不能震动的由耶稣基督掌权的国。So
here he states that God did not give the control of the new world to angels, even though Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 8 claims that the angels control this world.
希伯来书的作者一开始说 神没有把将来的世界交给天使管辖，尽管在《申命记》32章第8节说，声称天使管辖现今的世界。
In verse 6, Hebrews introduces Psalm chapter 8, verses 4 to 6, with an extraordinary vague formula.
在第6至第8节希伯来书中引用了诗篇第 8章4到6节的经文以一种极其模糊的方式表达出来。
He says, "But someone has testified somewhere saying."
6到8节这么说，但有人在经上某处证明说。
"What is man that you remember him?"
人算什么，你竟顾念他。
"Or the son of man that you are concerned about him?"
世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
"You made him lower than the angels for a short time."
你叫他比天使暂时微小。
"You have crowned him with glory and honor."
你赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
"You placed all things under his feet."
你叫万物都伏在他的脚下。
This language clearly reflects the Creator's words in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
原文中很清楚地反映了造物主在创世纪1章26节所说的。
"Let us make mankind or Adam in our own image, in our likeness, and let him rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air."
我们要照我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，或者造亚当，使他管理海里的鱼，空中的飞鸟。
The terms man and son of man are synonymous and are examples of pluralism in Hebrew poetry.
人和人子是同义词，并且在诗篇中有很多互相交互使用的情况。
Hebrews reads this passage on two levels.
希伯来书中的这一段可有两个层面来解释。
First of all, salvation is meant for human beings.
首先，救赎是为人类预备的。
Not for angels.
不是为天使。
Second, salvation is accomplished by a man and the Son of Man, which is Jesus.
其次，救赎是通过人或者人子，也就是耶稣基督得以来实现的。
Hebrews exploits this ambiguity in his interpretation of this psalm.
希伯来书的作者用自己的理解尝试来解读诗篇中第八篇中的这样一个模棱两可的限制。
And on another level, this care and concern is even truer when it is applied to a man and son of man, namely Jesus.
首先，诗篇讲的是神对世人普遍的关心和照顾。
Only in the Gospels, in Acts chapter 7, verse 56, and in Revelations 1:13 and 14:4, the term Son of Man has a special meaning based on the book of Daniel.
唯独在四福音书《使徒行传》七章五十六节、《启示录》一章十三节和十四章十四节中，人子这个词有它特指的含义。
Hebrews' main point begins at verse 7.
希伯来书中的主要观点在第二章第七节开始说出了。
You made him lower than the angels for a short time.
你叫他比天使暂时微小一点。
The Greek term primarily has a temporal sense, for a short time.
希腊原文中这一表述主要用来表示时间上的暂时性，一小段时间。
It also has a secondary meaning, which is a little lower.
它也可以有第二层的含义，就是指微小一点。
In the original Hebrew, it only has one meaning.And that is a little lower.
在希伯来原文中只有微小一点这一个含义。
Hebrews uses this temporal sense, which is found in the Greek translation.
希伯来书作者在翻译成这个时间上的短暂形式的时候，是来自于希腊文的翻译。
You cannot notice this difference in the Chinese Bible or the original NIV.
在中文和合本圣经和新国际版圣经中，你不会注意到这个差别。
The Chinese Bible is based on a 19th century English translation.
中文圣经的翻译是基于19世纪的英文圣经。
The NIV does not want its readers to notice that the New Testament differs from the Old Testament. So the NIV generally changes either the Old Testament.Or the New Testament.
NIV 的不想让读者们过于注意新旧约之间的差别，因此 NIV 有的时候在旧约和新约中会做细微的调整。
So with its translation, the NIV eliminates the differences.
因此在此这个 NIV 中就看不到这个差异。
This is according to the original NIV, which I bought in 1973.
这是根据斯穆斯早先买的NIV 的新国际版圣经1973年的版本。
Since that time, a new translation team has been making changes to the NIV and added footnotes so that there will be an NIV 2011.
自那以后 ，NIV 的新的翻译的团队在翻译时做了些调整，并加了很多的注解，以至于很快就会有2011年版的 NIV 新国际版圣经。
One of the footnotes on this verse notes that there are two possible translations.
在所加的注解中，其中有一条是关于这节经文。
One is a little lower, or for a little while.
注解中说有两种翻译，一个是微小一点，另外一种是说暂时一小会。
However, if there are two possible translations, most translations, such as the Good News Bible, the American Standard Bible, the Net Bible, would choose the translation which makes it easier to understand Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9.
既然可以有两种可能翻译，许多的翻译版本如好消息版圣经、新美国标准版圣经、Net 版圣经，将希伯来书二章九节翻译成读者更容易理解的形式。
Hebrews 2:9 says, "We do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a short time or for a little while."
就是我们见那耶稣成为暂时比天使微小一点。
The Psalms ends with man's exaltation.
诗篇中以人的升高为结尾。
Hebrew reads the crowning with glory and honor, a reference specifically to the enthronement of Jesus as God's right hand, as stated in Hebrews chapter 1:4, and the subjecting all things under his feet with the declaration of the enthronement in Psalm 110:1.
希伯来书中所说的赐给荣耀尊贵为冠冕，特指耶稣坐在父神宝座的右边，正如希伯来书一章四节中所说的，又是指万有都伏在他的脚下，正如诗篇110篇第一节所说的，坐着为王。
It talks about Jesus enthronement.
谈论的是耶稣坐在宝座上。
He says, "The Lord said to my Lord,Sit at my right hand until I place your enemies as a footstool for your feet." And this is quoted in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13.
耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。这节经文是诗篇110篇第一节，引在希伯来书一章13节中。
Paul also likes to combine Psalm 8 and Psalm 110 together.
保罗喜欢将诗篇第八篇和第110篇结合在一起。
In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8, Hebrew notes that, "But at the present time, we do not yet see all things under his control."
希伯来书二章八节说，只是如今我们还不见万物都服他。
This is the reality of the situation.
实际情况的确是如此。
Jesus' lordship is actual, but is not accepted by everyone.
耶稣是主是一个事实，但并不是每一个人都接受他是主。
Hebrews chapter 9 provides a transition to the next stage of his argument.
希伯来书中二章九节开始进入一个新的话题。
It reads, "Instead, we do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a short time. Now having been crowned with glory and honor, because he suffered death, in order that by the grace of God, he might fully experience death for the benefit of everyone."
唯独见那耶稣暂时比天使微小，因为受死的苦，就得了荣耀尊贵为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩，为人人完全彻底的经历了死亡。
In the Old Testament,Man being made a little lower than the angels means the same as man being crowned with glory and honor.
在旧约里，人比天使微小一点，和得了荣耀尊贵为冠冕的意思是一样的。
In Hebrews, man being made lower than the angels for a short time means exactly the opposite of man being crowned with glory and honor.
希伯来书中这两个意思确实刚好相反。
In Hebrews the first, it means that Jesus is humiliated. The second is that Jesus is exalted.
希伯来书中人比天使暂时微小一点是表示耶稣他的地位降低，然后得了荣耀尊贵为冠冕，是指他的地位的高升升高。
The Old Testament celebrates the dignity of man in creation, whereas Hebrews contrasts Jesus' humiliation with his exaltation.
旧约强调了人在神创造中的尊严的地位，而希伯来书则强凸显耶稣被羞辱和他高升之间的强烈的对比。
When was Jesus made lower than the angels?
那么耶稣是什么时候变得比天使微小一点的呢？
It is not, as we might expect, due to Jesus' incarnation when he was born, but rather it was due to his suffering and death.
正如我们所猜测到的，当然不会是他道成肉身来到这个世上的时候，而是他受难以至于死的时候。
Jesus' suffering of death is a key idea in Hebrews.
在希伯来书中，耶稣受难以至于死是一个非常非常重要的观点。
Jesus' death is significant, not merely because he shares mortality with other humans, but because he has participated fully in the distinctive experience of death under the reign of sin, namely fear and suffering.
这一重要性不仅仅是因为耶稣和人一样都会死亡，更重要的是因为他完全经历了罪带来的后果，那就是恐惧、苦难，以至于耶稣经历了特别的死亡。
Hebrews is saying the same thing as Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 11.
和希伯来书中所说的一致，在腓立比书二章六到十一节中说。
Jesus did not take advantage of his divine status, but instead he humbled himself. He became a real human being for a short time.
耶稣不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，暂时成为人的样式。
And it was because of Jesus' self-emptying in obedient death on the cross that God has highly exalted him, or in the words of Hebrews, he crowned him with glory and honor forever, and this time not for a short time.
因着耶稣倒空自己，顺服以至于死在十字架上，神把他升为至高，也就是希伯来书中赐给他荣耀尊贵为永久的冠冕，而不是只是暂时的。
This happened when God raised Jesus from the dead and exalted him to God's right hand.
这发生在当神把耶稣从死里复活，并将他升至自己宝座右边的时候。
The purpose of Jesus' death is that he may fully experience death for the purpose of everyone.
耶稣受死的目的是为了使他替每一个人都完全经历死亡。
Many translators use the Greek term taste to express the experience of death.
很多译者用希腊文品尝或者尝来表达耶稣所经历的死亡。
But taste is too weak a translation. The term also means eat, which is better.
但是尝这个翻译太过于弱化了，这一翻译也可以更好的意味吃。
In the early 1900s, James Moffat commented, "It is not a bitter experience. It is not a rapid sip. It is a bitter experience. It is not a rapid sip."
在19世纪早期的 James Moffat 就此评论说，这是一个极其痛苦的经历，而不是迅速的抽了一小口而已。
The term by the grace of God is ambiguous.
因着神的恩的译法也不是特别明确。
The Greek word commonly translated grace has the original meaning of gift.
希伯来书中通常翻译成恩典的词，原来也是可以指之赐给或赠品。
In a similar fashion, after Jesus' obedient sacrifice, Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 has, God exalted him and gifted him.
同样在耶稣顺服以至于死后，腓立比书二章九节说，神将他升为至高，并赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
So also here, because Jesus was willing to be made lower than the angels for a short time, he received the gift of God's empowerment of being crowned with glory and honor in order that he might fully experience death for the benefit of everyone.
因此这里因为耶稣甘愿暂时成为比天使微小，他领受了神所赐的，使他能得以荣耀尊贵为冠冕，为的是他能为每一个人的好处完全经历死亡。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10 reads,
希伯来书二章十节这样说，
Indeed, it was appropriate that God, for whom all things exist, and through whom all things exist, in bringing many sons and daughters to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect by means of suffering.
原来那为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿女进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
To associate God with the world of suffering was utterly inappropriate.
在第一世纪的人看来，将神和受苦的世界联系在一起是完全不恰当的。
The notion of a crucified Lord was a scandal in the first century.
主被钉十字架的观点被他们看成是荒谬的。
Crucifixion was a public form of execution, and its cruelty was well known.
钉十字架是在公众面前受刑，这一刑罚的残忍性是众所周知的。
Nevertheless, Hebrews stresses the importance of Jesus' sufferings.
然而希伯来书中强调的是耶稣所受的苦难。
And then, first, God's purpose is bringing many sons and daughters to glory.
首先，神的目的是将许多的儿女带进荣耀里去。
The word doxa, which is translated as glory, also has many meanings.
Doxa 这个词译作荣耀，它也有好多层的意思。
It can mean honor, reputation, or praise.
它可以指尊贵、名誉或者赞誉、赞赏。
In Hebrews, it refers to God's own presence and being.
在这里，希伯来书中是指神自己的同在和所事。
Jesus, we have learned,has been crowned with glory and honor, precisely because he has entered that presence, which is at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
我们已知道耶稣得了荣耀尊贵为冠冕，正是因为他进入了神的同在，坐在高天至大者的右边。
God's intention is to draw other human beings into that same sphere.
神的旨意是将人也带入那样的同在的荣耀之中。
So glory is also synonymous with the world to come.
荣耀和将来的国度这两种提法也所以是类同的。
God's plan is not to only elevate Jesus to his presence and power, but other human beings as well.
神的计划不是只将耶稣升至他的同在和权能，而是将其他的人也带进荣耀里去。
Jesus is the pioneer because he leads other sons as their forerunner to their goal.
耶稣是做了先锋，因为他要带其余的儿子进入神的这一目标。
But the person who leads must be perfect before those who follow him can also follow.
在那些跟随他的人成为完全之先，带领我们的人必须先成为完全。
After Jesus is perfected, he becomes the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith.
因为耶稣，因着耶稣成为完全，他就成为我们信心创始成终的主。
Third and most startling is that, according to Hebrews, this perfecting of Jesus takes place by means of sufferings, which is in the plural.
第三，最让人震惊的是，耶稣的成终是经过了，经受了许多的苦难。
And it is not simply that a son was perfected just by passing through suffering, but by means of sufferings he was perfected.
神的儿子不只是快速的通过了苦难，而是说依靠经由苦难，他才成为完全。
Hebrews 2:11 reads, Indeed, both the person who makes holy and those who are being made holy all have the same Father. This is the reason why Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters.
希伯来书二章十一节说，因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的人都是出于一同一位父，所以耶稣称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。
For Hebrews, sanctification is essentially linked with the establishment of a new covenant relationship between God and human being.
希伯来书中成圣是与建立神和人之间的新契约的这样的关系所紧密连接的。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 29refers to a former Christian, who has trampled on the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified.
希伯来书十章二十九节，把原先是基督徒却离弃了信仰的人称为践踏那使他成圣之约血的人。
To sanctify or to make holy is to separate something to serve God.
成圣或成为圣洁是将某个东西分开来服侍神。
Therefore, to make the Sabbath day holy means to distinguish it from other days, to show that it belongs to God.
因此当守安息日为圣日，是将这一日和其他的日子区别开来，以表明这一个日子属于神。
The point is that Jesus, who makes Christians holyAnd Christians who have been made holy all share a common origin or source, which I have translated as God the Father.
这里主要表示说，耶稣使基督徒成圣，以及被成圣的基督徒都同有一个来源，这来源是牧师把它称之为父神。
He said that Jesus was not ashamed.To call them his brothers and sisters.
这里说耶稣不与他们称他们为弟兄为耻。
Avoiding shame is very important in the ancient world.
在古代避免丢脸是很重要的事情。
As he mentioned, it's similar to Chinese losing face.
就像中国人不愿意丢面子一样。
The sons and daughters of God have become Jesus' brothers and sisters.
神的儿女们成为了耶稣基督的兄弟姐妹。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 12 reads,
希伯来书中二章十二节写道，
I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the middle of the assembly,I will sing your praises.
我要将你的名传与我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你。
And Hebrews is saying that Jesus is saying this.
希伯来书说是
耶
稣是这么说的。
But this is a quotation from Psalm 22:22.
这节经文引自诗篇22:22。
I used this psalm last year on Good Friday because it contains the only words of Jesus from the cross in Matthew and Mark. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
在去年 Good Friday 主受难日的时候，司牧师引用了这一个诗篇。诗篇二十二篇里含有一句话，这句话是其实在马可福音或是在马太福音中所记载的耶稣在十字架上所说的唯一的话，那就是我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
You should read this psalm this week because there are a lot of references to Jesus' crucifixion.
我希望你们在这个星期能够读一读这个诗篇二十二篇，因为这里预先提到了很多耶稣基督被钉十字架时的情形。
Hebrews also quotes the Bible for other words of Jesus.
希伯来书中还引用了其他的
Bible verses
其他的经文诗篇中二十二节
that Jesus is saying this. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 13 reads,
希伯来书中二章十三节说
I myself will put my confidence in him.
我自己要依赖他。
And again he says, Here I am, and the children God has given me.
又说看哪、啊、我与神所给我的儿女一同在这里。
The first quotation is probably from Isaiah chapter 8 verse 17, since the second quotation is definitely from Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18.
上半节的经文可能引自以赛亚书八章十七节，因为下半段经文无疑出自以赛亚书八章十八节。
The first quotation emphasizes Jesus' own trust in God with an explicit echo.Added for emphasis, I am.
第一句话强调了耶稣自己对神完全的信靠，用 ego 来特别来强调。
The second quotation originally referred to Isaiah's own children.
下半节原来是指以赛亚自己的孩子们。
But Hebrews stresses Jesus' brothers and sisters as the children God has given me.
希伯来书突出强调了耶稣的兄弟姐妹就是神所赐给他的儿女们。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 reads,
希伯来书二章十四节说
Therefore, since the children all have shared in a common nature, in absolutely the same manner, Jesus himself also shared in their common human natureIn order that by means of his death, Jesus himself might destroy the one who held the power of death.
二章十四节中说，儿女既同有血肉之体，耶稣也照样亲自成了血肉之体。他要借着死，背会那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Yes, it is the devil. The one who holds the power of death is the devil.
是的，那掌管着死这样的权柄的是魔鬼。
Hebrew draws on the children of God God has given me in the previous verse and states that they all share in a common nature.
上节经文中提到了神所赐给他的儿女，便说明他们都同有人类的共同的特性。
Flesh and bloodrefers to the weakness and the frailty of human beings.
血肉之体凸显人类的软弱和脆弱性。
Hebrews stresses that in order for Jesus to help human beings, he himself has to become fully human. He cannot just seem to be a human being.
希伯来书强调，若耶稣要帮助人，他必须完完全全是个人，他不能只是看起来像而已。
The purpose of Jesus' death was to destroy the devil who held the power of death.
耶稣的目的是为了败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
I noted in the footnotes that the verb to destroy just falls short of meaning to annihilate.
我注意到动词败坏这个词不如彻底的根除更为恰当。
Hebrew is emphasizing that death and fear and the fear of death will continue until the end of the world.
希伯来书强调说死亡以及对死亡的恐惧仍会持续直至世界的末了。
Similarly, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, 24-26. Then comes the end when he hands over the kingdom to God, the Father. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
类似的，保罗在哥林多前书15:24-26说，在后末期到了，基督把国交与父神，因着基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下，既末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 15 reads, And so he might deliver all those who throughout all their lives were being bound to slavery by the fear to death.
希伯来书2:15说，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Jesus' death not only destroyed the devil, but it also delivered those who are bound to slavery because of their fear of death.
耶稣的死不仅仅败坏了魔鬼，他的死也释放了那些因怕死而成为奴仆的人。
As I noted in the translation footnote, there are two ways to free a slave.
在斯穆斯的翻译中说有提到两种方法来释放奴仆。
One is to pay a ransom, and the other is to defeat the slave owner.
一种是支付赎金，另外一种是将奴仆的主人打败。
Hebrews is talking about defeating the slave owner, the devil.
希伯来书是在讲第二种的情形，就是打败奴仆的主人。
Jesus freed those who throughout all their lives were slaves of fear.
耶稣将那些一生活在恐惧中、被恐惧辖制的人解救出来。
The Greek moralists of the first and second century also spoke about the paralyzing fear caused by the thought of death.
第二世纪的希腊哲学家们曾说，一想到死亡就让人异常的恐惧害怕。
Philo forcefully expressed it, Nothing is so calculating to enslave the mind as fearing death through a desire to live.
菲洛德曾有力地表达说，对一个渴望活着的人而言，再也没有比害怕死亡更让人的思想受束缚的。
The 1993 Nobel Peace Prize winner Nelson Mandela was interviewed by the British television host David Frost.
1993年诺贝尔和平奖获得者纳森曼德拉曾接受英国电视台主持人 David 福斯特的采访。
Mandela has served 27 years in prison in South Africa.
曼德拉曾在南非的监狱中待过27年。
He was released in 1990 and started negotiating with the ruling white minority to form a multiracial democracy.
在1990年他被释放，并开始与掌权的少数白人阶层谈判，以便在南非建立一个多种族的民主社会。
And he became the first president of this multiracial democracy from 1994 to 1999.
在1994-99年，他成为南非这个多种族民主国家的首任总统。
Frost asked Mandela to speak of his formula for peace for his troubled, beloved country of South Africa.
弗洛斯特曾问曼德拉总统说，这个你所爱的但困难重重的南非，你有什么高招让这个国家保持和平呢？
Mandela replied that it would not be diplomacy, nor would it be military might, nor even economic power that would be the guarantee of peace in that troubled land.
曼德拉回答说，外交、军事力量甚至经济力量都不能确保让南非这一饱受苦难的国家有和平。
Rather it would be fear, the fear of death, the fear of oneself, the fear of the other, the fear of the unknown, the fear of everyday circumstances of one's life, white, colored and black.
确保和平的出路在于彻底的消除恐惧，就是恐惧的消亡，对自己、对别人、对不知道的人，以及日常生活中每一个环境的恐惧的彻底的消亡，不管是他是白人、有色人种还是黑人。
He said that the death of fear would be the beginning of a new life.
恐惧的消亡才是新生命的开始。
The good news is that our resurrected Christ Jesus defeated the fear of death.
好消息是我们复活的主耶稣基督彻底地击败了对死亡的恐惧。
I have often said that for the first 1,000 years, the Christians saw the resurrection as God's salvation.
什么是常说在主后的一千年里，基督徒们将复活看成是神的救赎。
With the resurrectionSin is not seen as guilt, but as the fear of death.
因着复活，罪才不被看成只是不会看成罪感，而是看成害怕死亡。
I knew fear before I knew guilt.
我经历恐惧比罪恶知道罪恶感更早。
I was born in Chengdu in 1940.
斯穆斯1940年生于成都。
The Japanese were always bombing the city.And many of my playmates died.
那是日本人常常轰炸这座城，而且我的很多的小伙伴也死在那里。
When I was 3 years old, I saw my second oldest brother die of malnutrition at 8 years old.
当我3岁的时候，我看到我8岁的二哥就死于营养不良。
He had walked with my family from Nanjing to Chengdu.When he was less than 5 years old.
他不到5岁的时候，就和我的家人一起从南京一路走到成都。
They did not have much to eat on the journey, and his health was always poor.
在路上，他们没有什么可吃的，他的身体也一直非常不好。
For a year after I arrived in Boston in 1948, I would look up into the sky with fear.Every time I heard an airplane pass by.
我1948年来到 Boston， 此后的一年多中，每次听见飞机飞过，我看着天空都会非常的害怕。
The other children thought I was crazy and too serious.
其他孩子认为他史穆斯太怪了，把这太当回事了。
My parents often spent time in American churches.To raise money to support our little church.
许多时候，史穆斯的父母常在美国人的教会，以筹集资金来支持我们自己的小的教会。
My mother cooked food sometimes for 500 people.
我妈妈有的时候为500多人煮饭。
Many nights I was all alone at home.
很多晚上我都是一个人在家的。
We did not have central heating.So many times I had to go alone into the basement to fill a small oil tank for one of our oil space heaters.
我们的房子没有中央空调，我常常独自去地下室，为的是加一个烧油的暖气炉的小油罐里去装满油。
When my parents did not return when I had to go to sleep, I prayed to God with fear.
有时我该去睡了，可我父母还是没有回家。那时我连向神祷告中都带着恐惧。
I asked God to protect my parents.
我求神保护我的父母。
In Chengdu, many of my friends had lost their parents.
在成都，我有很多的伙伴们就是失去了他们的父母。
And I was really afraid.
而我也害怕失去他们。
I had two quick prayers.
我有两个非常 警觉的祷告。
One is God help, which is the real meaning of Jesus. And the other is thank you, God.
一个是神啊，帮助我，那是耶稣这一名字的真正的含义。另一个祷告是神啊，我感谢你。
It took me about 2 years before I was able to relax and laugh.
到波士顿后两年之久，我才能开始放松下来和有了欢笑。
Later, I had Pharisaic Sunday school teachers who told me that it was a sin to dance, to kiss, and to go to the movies.
后来我主日学的像法利赛人一般的老师又告诉我说，跳舞、接吻和去看电影都是犯罪。
That is when I learned about guilt.
那时我才开始有了罪恶感。
My translator made the acute observation that death of fear sounds beautiful, but nearly impossible. The reality is people have all kinds of fears.
我的翻译们做了一个非常敏锐的观察，说恐惧的消亡听起来很美，可是近乎不可能，因为现实是人们都有各种各样的恐惧。
And he is absolutely correct.
在这点上他是对的。
I think that the only time all of us really felt safe was the time we spent in our mother's womb.
我想我们只有在母腹中的时候才感到真正的安全。
We come into this world screaming and kicking.
我们在哭喊中、踢打中来到了这个世界。
Even in the church today,Many of us are afraid of many things.
即便在今天的教会中，我们许多的人都有很多的恐惧。
We fear that at bottom, that we are nobody, that our lives make no difference to anyone, and that our words do not mean anything, and that our actions are without consequence.
我们打心底里害怕自己是个无名小卒。害怕着我们的生命对他人没有任何的价值，害怕我们的话没人听，无关紧要，也害怕我们的行为没有任何长久的果效。
And we are afraid that someday we will literally cease to exist in any way as we do now.
我们都清楚地知道有一天我们不再存在，那是我们内心深处最大的恐惧。
And this is our deepest and most innate fear.
那是我们内心深处最大的恐惧。
We fear that the author of Ecclesiastes is right.
我们害怕传道书的作者是对的。
That nothing we do in this world makes any difference.
我们在这世上所做的一切都无关紧要。
If we make a lot of money, our children will just get spoiled and wasted.
即便我们赚了很多的钱，我们的孩子们还是就会被宠坏或者浪费一空。
Ecclesiastes starts off in chapter 1, verse 2 to 5.
传道书一章二到五节一开头就这样说。
Vanity of vanities, says the teacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity.
传道者说：“虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。”
What do people gain from all the toil at which they toil under the sun?
人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever.
一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
The sun rises, the sun goes down, and hurries to the place where it rises.
日头出来，日头落下，即归所出之地。
And he concludes in chapter 4, verses 2 to 3.
传道者在四章二到三节总结到。
I thought that the dead, who have already died, are more fortunate than the living.Who are still alive.
因此我赞叹那早已死的死人胜过那还活着的活人。
But better than both the one who has not yet been. It has not seen evil deeds that are done under the sun.
并且我以为那未曾生的，就是未见过日光之下恶事的，比这两等人更强。
The answer of the resurrection to this kind of reality is that everyone still have their fears. Is that Satan has been destroyed, although he has not been annihilated.
复活是对害怕死亡的答案，可现实是我们每一个人都仍有恐惧。为什么呢？因为撒旦尽管已被击败，但是仍没有被彻底的消灭根除。
During World War II,There were two great events in Europe, D-Day and VE Day.
在第二次世界大战中，在欧洲战场上也有两次重大的事件，一次就是 D-Day 诺曼底登陆，另外一次就是 VE Day， 就是欧洲战场的胜利日。
D-Day was the day when the Allied forces in Britain would attack the mainland.
D-Day 是在英国的盟军向欧洲大陆发起攻击的日子。
Both the Allies and the Nazis knew that whoever won on D-Day will win the war in Europe.
盟军和纳粹德国都知道，谁在 D-Day 赢了，谁就赢得了欧洲战场的胜利。
The Nazis actually waited for the coming attack.
纳粹德国非常焦急地等待着盟军进攻的到来。
On D-Day, many people died on both sides.
在 But
in the end, the Allies won.
在 D-Day 诺曼底登陆这一战役中，双方都有非常多的人死亡，但盟军最终战胜了。
A year later, a victory in Europe happened, as both sides had expected.
一年后，盟军赢得了欧洲战场的胜利，正如双方所预料到的。
The death and resurrection of Jesus represents D-Day.
耶稣的死和复活就像和第一诺曼底登陆的战役有一点的类同。
In the resurrection, Christ Jesus won the decisive battle.
因着复活，耶稣基督赢得了决定性的胜利。
Satan was destroyed, but not annihilated.
撒旦被击败，尽管还没有被彻底消除。
But Jesus Christ's resurrection guarantees.That Satan will be annihilated.
但基督的复活确保了撒旦会被最终消除根除。
Paul expresses this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 58.
保罗在哥林多前书15章51到58节这么说。
Pay attention. I'm telling you a mystery. We will not all die.But we will all be changed. In a flash, in the blinking of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响。死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
For this corruptible body must clothe itself in incorruptibility, and this mortal body must clothe itself with immortality. When this corruptible body has clothed itself with incorruptibility, and this mortal body has clothed itself with immortality.Then the words that have been written shall come to pass.
这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的。那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
Death has been swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory?O death, where is your sting?
死被得胜的毒钩，死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
The sting of death is sin, And the power of sin is the law.
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
But thank God, He has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus the Messiah.
感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
Therefore, my beloved, stand firm. Do not be moved.Always be outstanding in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
所以，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Hallelujah! Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
哈利路亚，基督复活了，基督的确复活了。
要感谢孙牧师今天给我们这么好的信息，我就想分享两句。我昨天就是在向东给我经文的时候，我也是读到这两节的时候，就哥林多前书15章51到54，我就觉得我很兴奋，我真的是感谢神，因为我是一个从小就是怕死的人，一提起死我就真的我就要喊，对，很恐惧。我想很多的人，我想真的是没有说不怕死的，但我们真的是感谢神在万民当中拣选我们做他的儿女，让我们真的有盼望呀！我就觉得这是一件真的是很蒙福的事，谢谢师母师今天给我们这么好的信息，我们也就是常常用主的话来勉励我们自己多做主工呀，真的是这样。下面是下面是诗歌的时间，请我们大家一起站立，108首《今日基督已复活》，我们来回应讲的。